the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Are you inspired? Do you want to be? Tune in to The Arts Edge with Annie Roach, Saturdays from 6 to 7 p.m. and hear stories of artists and educators, writers, painters, actors, people from all walks of life. Hear how people are making their lives happen. You can find us at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. We're at TELUS HD channel 7014. Or you can find us on the internet at www.cjsf.ca. Tune in to The Arts Edge and be inspired.
Humans, hello. Creatures from around the world, good day, good week. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am Nick Legacy, and as we get close to the fall, the rain has arrived, and it's a beautiful thing. The trees are all happy. They're screaming, shouting in jubilation, while the humans are screaming and shouting in fear of the coming darkness. But nonetheless, yes, a beautiful day of mixed clouds and sun here on Burnaby Mountain. Yes, we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University. School has begun anew. And yes, on this program, as always, we have 2 hours of music that you probably have not heard before. Yes, I go out of my way to surprise myself and all of you people out there in the world. Yes, world music, you call it, or global music, or just the new humanity. Yes, so the first hour, a lot of new stuff. The second hour, we will travel this week to a little nation called Suriname. Yes, under 1 million people, but one of the most culturally diverse countries on the planet in the north coast of South America. Yes, a Dutch-speaking nation, but a lot of other languages and cultures, now that the Dutch have largely gone back to the land of the Dutch, the northern part of Europe. Yes, so we're going to start with something kind of freaky, kind of crazy, and this is a band of 4 gentlemen who all play harmonicas. Can you believe that such a thing exists? Yes, only in Finland. Or perhaps other places, who knows. But yes, the Finnish are up to all sorts of wacky things all the time. They're one of my favorite cultures. Yes, yes, they're not afraid to experiment. And there's even a bass clarinet in this band. I didn't know such a thing existed. It actually sounds pretty low-pitched. So I kind of envy these guys when they tour. They just carry their harmonicas with them. That's it. No drum kits. No giant bass guitars. Yeah, looks easy. And these guys are called Svang. There's a couple dots on the A, Svan, perhaps, Finnish. And after 14 years of touring, having released 6 CDs, they've released a retrospective of sorts, an album called Hauptbahnhof, which means main station. And yes, this new compilation has 13 all-time favorite harmonica classics. And we're going to hear one that's quite interesting. It's inspired by the Dalton brothers in the comic book Lucky Luke. So this is like a Western kind of song. Yeah, back to the old cowboy days. It's called Kua Kua Kum Kiki. Svang right here. All harmonicas all the time. Yes, Wandering Rhythms broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Go.
some amazingly funky music there from the border of Tunisia and Algeria. It is called Bargu08. Bargu08. That's the name of the band, and they are from the Bargu Valley, and the name of the village that they're from as well. So, yeah, they've been collecting music, both local and European stuff, and using that as an influence, and in their home they recorded that album. Wow, I just ran into that online a few minutes ago, so yeah, I was inspired to play it, and it turned out delightful. Yes, that was a song, by the way, called Mamchut. Amazing new desert blues with more of a funk than Tanarawen or the other bands that are well known in the style. Yes, yes, yes. And before that piece of music, a hybrid album. So two psychedelic rock bands, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard from Australia, and the Mild High Club from America. Yes, they've gotten together to do an album called Sketches of Brunswick East. And that's the neighborhood in Melbourne that King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard are from. So I imagine they recorded it in their home studio there. And this band, King Gizzard, has put out 3 albums already this year. They're on a roll and they never seem to stop touring and making music. So yes, that just came out this August. The song was called Countdown. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, I love saying it, with the Mild High Club. Yes, and we started off the show with Svang. Svang, a 4-piece accordion, no, not accordion, not even accordion, harmonica ensemble from Finland. Yes, and the song we heard was Kua Kua Kom Kiki. Yes, Svang, from their new compilation, Haupt Bahnhof. And, well, we're going to move on. This is Wandering Rhythms, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, the unceded territory of Coast Salish peoples, including the Squamish, the Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh. Yes, we will continue with something very serene, an American artist who seems to have grown up just across the U.S. border on Orcas Island. Yes, her name is Caitlin Aurelia Smith, now based in Los Angeles, and she's about to put out a new album in October. Yes, it's called The Kid, and she plays music that sounds like it's from another planet, or perhaps an underwater world. Yes, she plays an ancient synthesizer called the Bukla Music Easel, amongst other ancient wizardry devices. And yes, her album The Kid will be wonderful. And she's actually coming to Vancouver. Yes, let me see. That would happen to be October 21st at the venue. Yes, so if you want to see this wizardry in action, October 21st, just around the corner, plus a month. And yes, we're going to hear To Follow and Lead, some beautiful, sublime music, Caitlin Aurelia Smith on Wandering Rhythms.